This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Two commercial horse slaughterhouses will not be opening today in the U.S. as scheduled. They would have been the first in 7 years. A congressional ban on horse meat processing just expired. But on Friday, a federal judge extended the ban temporarily and scheduled another hearing on the issue. Andrea Gardner has that story.
Back in 2006, three horse slaughterhouses existed in the U.S. The meat went mostly to Europe and Japan for human consumption. When the ban took effect, U.S. horses were sent to Canada and Mexico for slaughter. Agricultural economist Michael Taylor says domestic horse processors had expected the industry would go back to what it looked like in 2006.
There's never been a change in demand, and that's one reason why slaughter plants that are looking to try to open up now are going to be able to transition into, you know, existing supply chains and existing buyers.
Sue Wallace says lifting the ban would have sparked domestic growth in horse meat. She's with the International Equine Business Association.
There is a very eager niche market for horse meat here in the United States.
While horse meat production sparks outrage among animal activists, she says ethnic communities are familiar with the meat, and its affordability could attract other customers. Another hearing on the processing ban will be scheduled within the next 30 days. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.